Good evening, everyone. This is Reese Nielsen with the Dodger Blog Podcast for Sunday, May 6th, 2012. The Dodgers ended their six-game road trip on a long, gloomy, and sour note this evening as their final game of the road trip was postponed for 2 hours and 41 minutes this afternoon. After a series of two separate storm systems had cleared through the Lakeview area of Chicago, the tarps came off the field and it was time for first pitch. The Dodgers were looking for the rubber match win, which would salvage their road trip at 3-3 and keep the club 10 games over 500. Unfortunately, they were tasked in doing so without the help of Matt Kemp, who had been scratched from the starting lineup with what the club is calling a tweaked hamstring. With no Kemp and a cold ether, the Dodgers were able to survive the Cubs putting a man on base in every single inning of regulation, handing the ball over to Javi Guerra for the save opportunity with a 3-2 score in the ninth. True to recent form, Javi blew another save after surrendering a line drive double by Cubs rookie center fielder Tony Campana. He retired the next batter with relative ease to get out of the inning and avoid allowing the Cubs from walking off under his watch. But the Dodgers eventually lost in the 11th when Jamie Wright walked in the game-winning run of the day. Hamstring seemed to be the unlucky word of the day, as Jerry Harrison came up lame running to first base in his first at-bat of the game, and will most likely be heading to the DL. Matt Kemp, although, was able to keep his consecutive games played streak alive with a pinch hit appearance in the 7th inning. The longest streak in Major League Baseball by Matt Kemp is now at 393. On getaway day, the Dodgers just can't seem to get away. 5 of the Dodgers' 10 losses on the season have come on the last game of a series. The Dodgers now play their next 4 series against their own division, beginning with San Francisco tomorrow night. A 10-game stretch where the Dodgers can build upon their lead in the division or just as easily make it disappear. Shortly before the Dodgers lost in walk-off fashion in the 11th inning Chicago, the Giants were winning in walk-off fashion in the 11th inning over the Brewers. It seems only fitting that the first home campaign under the watchful eyes of Magic Johnson and new ownership will begin against arch-rival San Francisco. After a grueling road trip that saw a number of players get banged up and pitchers knocked around, the Dodgers are happy to be home, where they boast a 10-2 record and will be playing 18 of their next 23 games. The Dodger blog would like to wish everyone a happy belated Cinco, and hope that you all have a great week.